You're listening to the audio production of Twisted Innocence by Terry Blackstock, published by Zondervan and read by Nan Gurley.
Chapter 1. Holly Kramer pulled to the curb of the condemned apartment building, her yellow taxi grinding gears and threatening to die. Though the sun hung bright overhead, the street was colorless, oppressive, with moldy, rotting houses and garbage festering in yards. Men loitered on the road up ahead in front of another boarded house. She shouldn't have accepted this fare, but the customer had called her cell phone personally instead of going through the agency. She must be a repeat customer. Holly tapped her horn and looked out her passenger window. The house showed no sign of life, but it wasn't the wrong place. The girl had clearly said it was the greenhouse on the corner of Burke and Darby. Holly checked her phone for the caller's number and called her back. It went straight to voicemail. Holly sighed. Maybe this was a prank, some kid trying to yank her chain just to see if she'd come. She had done that enough herself as a kid. Back when she was still Panama City's party girl, she'd done things under the influence that had been even more childish, like calling a guy 14 times when she knew he was with his girlfriend, just to create trouble in paradise. She and her friends would giggle hysterically at the fight they imagined ensued, but the next day, as she nursed the punishment of a hangover, she would hate herself for it. Not ready to give up on this fare just yet, Holly honked the horn again. The men up the street turned to look at her. Getting nervous, she reached into the pocket of her door. But, of course, her pistol wasn't there. It was against the law for a cabbie to carry a firearm inside the car while they...